So, quite a lot to cover again this week. We'll start by talking about the Ukrainian appeal. There's an appeal for the refugees fleeing Ukraine, and there's vigils happening to show solidarity tomorrow evening.
That's right, and I know you've been mentioning this on your bulletins throughout the week, but it's obviously a very important one. Mm. So there's various drop-off points where people can make donations, and there's a huge list of stuff that they're asking for. I won't go through it all, but babies, kids' clothes, nappies, medical supplies, blankets, toiletries, towels, you know, toothbrushes, just basic things that people are going to need. I know we've all been watching the horrible events on the news, and this is a great way that people can, you know, offer some practical help. And there is numerous drop-off points, so you have to be quite quick on some of these. St. Francis Church on Grosvenor Street, opposite the museum there. 10 till 2 they're open, so you can make any donations there. The Share Shop, and as we know, Share have done a huge amount of work for refugees over the last few years. Their deadline is 12 o'clock today. Also Blaken High School by 9 o'clock Friday. So plenty of places you can donate, and I think there is a few others across the city as well. And the Share website, I think, has got a list of the full list of all the things that people can donate.
Yes, it has. It's children's clothing and medical supplies and toiletries that are the most urgently required, of course, because people are literally grabbing a bag and fleeing their homes, so they don't have anything.
And, you know, if we can put ourselves in those poor people's shoes and imagine what that's like.
We can't, can we, because we haven't been through it.
It is heartbreaking, isn't it? But this is really one way that you can help.
Yeah, practical help. And to show solidarity, there are vigils across the county tomorrow.
Yeah, so one organised by Chris Matteson MP is at the Town Hall tomorrow night, 5:30, where there will be speeches from Chris, City of Sanctuary, which is the Chester sort of refugee group, and there'll be someone from the Cathedral speaking as well. This is a great event for people to come together and show their solidarity. As we've said, you know, it is a frustrating time watching the events unfold. We can offer the practical support, but for me, it is a chance to just come together, because I guess a lot of people are feeling frustrated. What can we do?
Yeah.
And it you know, it's a sad time, but if you can come together and be there with other people who are perhaps feeling the same way. I know that the Rotary as well have organised a bucket collection at the last minute, so they will be collecting funds for the Ukraine appeal also tomorrow night at this event. There is also an event in Ellesmere Port as well, which is also at 5:30, where there'll be speeches from the Town Mayor and MP Justin Madders.
Yeah, and I was reading this morning that an update on the appeal that you mentioned, they've been inundated with donations.
Yes.
So that's why a lot of the places are saying 12 o'clock today is the cut-off, because the lorries are actually leaving from this area tomorrow to go to the border with Poland. So they're asking for cash now, so they can buy, when they get there and they find out what is needed, what they're short of, what's needed, they can buy it, you know, from stores in Poland close to the border.
The total was over £5,000 they've raised.
Fantastic.
You know, in such a short time, it's an amazing effort.
Well, you know, the world collectively and individually, we're all, you know, sort of, we're all sort of feeling, I try to empathise, I suppose, with what the Ukrainian people are going through. But we haven't been there, so, you know, most of us have never had to flee a war situation, so we can't know exactly, other than, obviously, it's, you know, you just imagine you're just running away for your life with your family, leaving your entire life behind.
Yeah, I mean, I have been imagining it, and if you can imagine, Gavin, you turn up to do your job one day, and you have to leave your radio desk behind, and everyone just leaving it all behind. It really is, a hard one, isn't it?
I'm reading that Poland is saying, you know, welcoming in hundreds of thousands of refugees, and they're also saying you can take your pets as well. You know, they've sort of got a, I think they've got a special crossing for people with pets. They're waving the pet passport thing.
Yeah.
Just want to get people out of that hellhole. And, you know, good on everyone involved. So these vigils, tomorrow night, 5:30, got a practical element as well, if the Rotary are doing a collection for cash, because it's urgently needed. Shall we talk about the Little Theatre?
Yeah, so in Newtown, the well-established theatre there, they've got a play called A View from the Bridge on, which is by Arthur Miller, set in 1950s New York. And one of my friends is an actor in that show, and he says there's been no record of it being on stage in Chester for over 20 years, so a good one to see. Saturday's nearly sold out, but there is some tickets available tonight, and Friday, and the tickets cost £10. So I've been there a few times. It's a great little venue and a good example of the grassroots culture in Chester, which you've got, which is, you know, so
thriving, isn't it? Thriving.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the little theatre. Let's move on to the market. You've got some new traders that have now been confirmed for the market, and the Cheese Wedge, formerly in the market, has now relocated elsewhere.
Yeah, so the news we had this week was that two more have been announced, in addition to the 15 or so that were previously announced earlier this year. So Custom, which is the vegetarian cafe restaurant that opened in 2018, they've signed up for the new market, and so have Steve Partridge Fishmongers, which is one of the good produce stores in there. They've been in the market for 20 years. They've got a good mix there of the newer breed that, you know, was part of the recent revival, and the established traders as well. So they're signed up to the new market, which is opening, we believe, around October time. So departing from the market was the Cheese Wedge. 44 years they were in the market for. Sadly didn't get a place in the new market, but they've now got their own premises on Goss Street, which is just off Watergate Street there. 44 years, I make that 1978 they must have opened, by my calculations.
Quick bit of maths there. Calculator required, or did you do it in your head?
Calculator required. So they had a big crowd for their opening, which was last Saturday. Yeah. There's some pictures and a little write on my blog. And, you know, great stuff there to see a business expanding into their own premises. And he said they've got some good plans for the future, sort of events like cheese and wine tastings, other events, collaboration with other independent local retailers as well. So go and support the Cheese Wedge, which is open on Goss Street.
Great. Okay, nice one. Now, there's something happening at the Cathedral next week, which I know you're very excited about.
Yeah, this one is, you know, like something we've never seen before, and it's kind of hard to describe, but it's called Once a Desert. Now, I did read that for quite a while, and I thought it was Once a Desert.
Well, it depends how many S's
now,
there are, doesn't
now
it?
I do understand it now. So this is a new installation at the Cathedral, and it does sound potentially mind-blowing. So special that it's only on for 3 nights next week. So you need to put this one in your diary, folks. Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday of next week, and the Cathedral will be open till 10 p.m. every night of those 3 nights.
What can we expect?
Well, I'll just say, it's a combination of high-speed film, animated point cloud imagery. Do you know what that is?
No.
No, nor do I.
Oh,
and,
look, you're going to tell us.
3D laser scans. So the images that they've sent, it appear to show sort of a ghostly image of the cathedral, of the buildings, but how it'll work in reality, I do not know. It's been part-funded by the Arts Council and the government's Cultural Recovery Fund.
We're getting very arty in Chester at the moment, aren't we?
Honestly, this sounds like it's going to be amazing, and should be a lot of people going out to see this one. I know I'm going to go and see it.
So it's open until 10, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday next week.
That's correct. And the title refers to the, you know, going back ancient history now, which is the sandstone that was used to build the cathedral, which was formed over 200 million years ago. So the cathedral was Once a Desert, I guess that's what it refers to.
Understood.
And I'm going to get very arty now, but this is the blurb about it. It's a reflection upon the permeability and impermanence of nature within the context of the cathedral and deeper times. So I can't wait for that.
It does sound interesting, doesn't it?
A bit deep for this time of the morning, but
no, you've piqued my curiosity.
It's great that we're attracting events of this caliber, you know.
It is Once a Desert
within the context of the cathedral as well, which, you know, do a lot for the art and all the different exhibitions they put on. So this could be, you know, the event of the year so far.
Yeah, and it's always a peaceful place just to wander around anyway, so to have something special going on there would be great.
Especially at night as well, to walk through the cloisters. And this is, I don't know how it's going to be installed, where it's going to be in the cathedral, because they haven't sent information, but there is some images on the blog of, as I say, sort of a shadowy, sort of ghostly outline of the building, so going to be really interesting to see how this one